two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 6:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
after the wind stopped, Rocky Mountain Power says light rain can be the problem. They say several power poles caught fire when the rain caused sparks on dusty insulators. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, dozens gathered outside Ridgeline High School this afternoon to rally in support of LGBTQ students after a video showed a student cutting down a pride flag. More on that with the in-depth coming up in just a moment. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Slow traffic and wet roads, American Fork to Vineyard. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
The winds are moving out, but the thunderstorms are still moving in. I'm Kevin Eubanks.
It's 47 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. A fourth night of protest is expected in a Minnesota community over the police-involved shooting of a black man. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
Again tonight, with the crowd growing here, a curfew is being put into place 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. in Brooklyn Center. Last night, when 10 p.m. hit, police moved in quickly using gas irritants and firing rubber pellets. They cleared out the area, forcing people to leave. The city saying it's working to get relief to those who live in apartments around here. They've been dealing with gas being fired off every night.
Kim Potter, the former officer who killed Dante Wright, has been charged with second-degree manslaughter. A CDC advisory panel pressing pause on Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine a little longer. They want more data on a handful of blood clots and people who got the one-dose vaccine.
The holdup on using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has had a huge impact on 7,000 locations where it was the only shot they were giving. One out of every four vaccine locations in America was only using Johnson & Johnson.
ABC Steve Osunsami. President Biden's troop withdrawal plans for Afghanistan getting pushback from some Republicans.
Well, President Biden says a 20-year war must end. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says now's not the time to leave.
We lose that insurance policy against another 9/11. We lose listening post in the backyard of some of the most radical movements in the world.
President Biden saying the threat to the U.S. is no longer centered in Afghanistan, and U.S. troops will come home. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
A Texas man who drove a pickup involved in a deadly head-on crash has been indicted. The charges against Sebastian Tovar include transporting migrants illegally, resulting in death. The eight people in the truck were all killed. We welcome a new member tonight to the ABC News family, our new president, Kimberly Godwin. She's the first black woman to lead a broadcast network's news division. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. City leaders in Millville and LGBTQ advocates are condemning a video taken this week that shows a Ridgeline High School student cutting down a gay pride flag during a gay straight alliance event. You can hear other students in the video cheering as the flag dropped from a raised walkway. And Millville Mayor David Hare told me earlier this video made him sad.
Well, it didn't make me real happy, if that's what you want to know. I think any time anybody pulls something down that is important to another individual, we're saddened by it. I hope that at least the people in the community can rally around those that have been affected by it or hurt by it. And hopefully this thing will take care of itself. Like I say, we're saddened as a community. But sometimes if the wrong people get a hold of it or people who want to keep it alive, they can push it into a lot bigger thing than the kids who did it originally may have intended.
And Chris Jensen with the Utah Pride Center agrees.
You know, I really think it's a very sad situation. When I saw the video, I wondered if this kid that was doing this fully understood the harmful impact this could have on queer students in Millville.
What I would recommend is having teachers and students go through an education process on what it means to be an ally and how they can make the school feel safe for everyone.
The Cache County School District echoes that message, saying what happens a clear example of the need for more education around inclusivity, acceptance, and how to be an ally. KSL News Time 619. You've been listening to The In-Depth. Now it's triple team traffic. I'm stumbling over it. It's triple team traffic. Here's Len Thomas.
Well, as you make your way in the valley, southbound I-15 still a little bit sluggish from Murray down to Sandy. And if you're up in Parley's Canyon, I-80, you've got snow falling heaviest from East Canyon to the summit, where it's thick and sticking to the wet roadways. And also out of the 201 freeway, we have a crash. It is at 700 West on-ramp, and the right lane closed there. Michelle?
Well, we still have slowdown southbound I-15, although the wet roads are easing. You're still going to see those delays from American Fork down into Linden. For drivers on Geneva Road, that's also still busy as you're going from Vineyard up toward Linden. And for those in on Highway 40, this is up in Summit County, seeing some slowdowns in winter conditions up there. This is on the west side of Jordanelle. Steve?
Seeing a wet ride and some slower speeds right now northbound I-15, leaving downtown Salt Lake City into Davis County. Still have that crash shift in Woods Cross at the 2600 South on-ramp. That's on the right shoulder. After that, good speeds from there all the way up into the rest of Davis, Weber, and Boxholder counties. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And here's the seven-day forecast. Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. What a wild day of weather, and we're not done. Scattered thunderstorms continue to impact northern Utah tonight. Look for more valley rain and mountain snow, lows in the 30s in the overnight. We'll see those storms continue on Thursday with a high of 53, with a few showers lingering even into Friday morning. Storms gone by Friday night. The weekend, nice. Back to sunshine, upper 50s and low 60s. Low 70s for the start of next week, and then partly cloudy skies and mid-60s for the middle part of the week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
And right now in Salt Lake City, we're at 47 degrees at my house. We got all the wind. We didn't get any of the snow or the thunderstorms this afternoon. Mother Nature is picking and choosing amongst all of us. 621 at KSL News Radio. Back with business news in just a moment.
Has an attorney called you right after your accident, pressured you to hire them? If it hasn't happened yet, it could. For years, it's been illegal for lawyers to directly contact someone injured in an accident. But the Utah Supreme Court has just changed that. Now lawyers can inundate you with phone calls, show up at your home, and even hang out in hospital lobbies. Don't hire one of those attorneys. Instead, call the attorneys at Good Guys Legal. They're known throughout Utah as the good guys in personal injury law because of the way they treat their clients and handle their cases. In fact, they give people who've been injured in an accident a guarantee that no one else can make. It's this straightforward. If at any point from the time you hire the good guys until the moment of victory, they haven't exceeded every single promise they've made to you with the most exceptional client experience, you owe them nothing for the work they've done. That's how confident they are.
Good guys.
Visit us today at goodguyslegal.com.
Good Guys Legal, your accident and injury lawyers. Visit goodguyslegal.com.
How much money have you saved for retirement? What if you could make $250,000 work like it was $500,000? Or what if you could make $1 million work like it was $2 million? Now that would be amazing, right? Learn how you could generate tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in additional retirement income at GetMoreWithBoss.com. Just answer a few simple questions and you'll instantly receive a free, customized report. This free report reveals how you could make your money go even further in retirement by generating more income, getting more from your Social Security benefits, and potentially saving a small fortune in taxes. Learn your Get More number at GetMoreWithBoss.com. That's GetMoreWithBoss.com.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Are you a veteran that has experienced military sexual trauma during your time in the service? If so, please know VA has resources to help. Hi, I'm Jill Atwood, Director of Communications for the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System. In this episode of Upholding Valor, we acknowledge Sexual Assault Awareness Month and your ability to go from victim to survivor. Regardless of where you are in your recovery, know you are not alone, that healing is possible, and that MST is never your fault. To learn more about the programs and resources available to veterans struggling with MST, get the Upholding Valor podcast by texting VETERANS to 57500 or go to ksl360.com/veterans. We believe in you.
American United Federal Credit Union is proud to partner with the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System for Upholding Valor and always strives to be the difference that makes a difference in veterans' lives. Visit amucu.org/valor to learn more.
NMLS 1817019.
Buy or refi with the interest rate leader, LendRight Mortgage. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
There we go. We're watching Utah's money. Kohl's is bowing to pressure from activist investors. The company's putting three new directors on its board at the request of an investor group trying to get the company to make some major changes. KSL Drives Audi is showing off its cheapest electric car yet. The Q4 e-tron SUV starts at $45,000, which could be made even cheaper by federal electric car tax credits. The IRS is going after tax evaders on the dark web. The agency says cryptocurrencies and these NFTs are some of the biggest offenders. Wall Street Today, most U.S. stocks traded higher. Positive earnings reporting season is ahead, but tech giants Apple, Facebook, and Amazon all traded lower. Crude oil jumped sharply. With expectations, the recovering economy will mean that we consume more energy and we'll be filling our gas tanks, and it'll be more expensive. The Dow gained 53 points today. We closed at 33,730, but the S&P lost 16 and the NASDAQ dropped 138 points. KSL News Time 626. Speed dating is nothing new, but a new Facebook app is offering a new, fast-paced way to meet somebody.
Get ready for a new dating app. Facebook says it's testing a video speed dating app. It's called Sparked. It's touted as video speed dating with kind people. Initial dates last 4 minutes, but if users agree, they can then schedule a 10-minute second date. Sparked, like love, is free. Users, though, need a Facebook profile to create an account. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.